It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Stop taking nonsense. Memory verse is taken from Matthew 21:12. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. There are many Christians who say that they do not take nonsense from anybody. However, these same people take nonsense from the devil. Whether you take nonsense for people or not is not very important. What is important is that you do not take nonsense from the devil. The Bible says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." 1 Peter 5:8. Will you sit around and let him come and devour you? You should stand your ground against him and set his tail on fire so that he can run far away from you. One of my daughters shared a testimony some time ago. Her child was sick, and they took the child to the hospital. On getting there, the doctor said that there was nothing he could do to save the child. The woman asked, "In that case, can you refer us to another hospital?" The doctor referred them, and on their way, they got stuck in a terrible traffic jam. While in the traffic jam, the child died. The woman said, "I'm not going to take this," and after 5 hours on the road, she suddenly had a brainwave. She said, "At least my father will call his God and his God will answer. I will call on the God of my father, and I even have a handkerchief that he prayed over." She laid the handkerchief on the child, called the child's name, and commanded him to come back to life. The child jerked awake, and there was no need to go to the hospital anymore. When you are determined not to let something evil happen, your prayers will be more fervent than usual. There are probably things in your life that the devil has been using to torment you. These things will only stop when you become determined not to take any nonsense from him again. If you have been praying gentle prayers concerning these things, it is time to use your authority in Christ and start issuing commands in your prayers. You must, however, submit yourself to God first before you can successfully stand up to the devil. James 4 verse 7 says, "Submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." If you are sure of your right standing with God, when you resist the devil, he will run away from you. Stop taking nonsense from him. Action point. Command the devil to take his hands off your life and everything that concerns you now.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to the Open Heavens devotional today. For more details, please contact RCCG Praise Palace Northampton Church on pastor@praisepalace.org.uk or visit the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace at Briar Hill Community Centre at the Spring, Briar Hill in Northampton.